using the lapel mic or is he using this? Okay. You know how to use those, right?
I'll try.
Try, okay, good. All right.
Morning. I'm so thankful that God has given this opportunity, and thank you, Pastor. I've been able to travel with him at least around a few conferences. So one of the things that this traveling help us to get to know each other. Sometimes missionary comes for a couple of hours here. They may not know that much, but that really helped us to stay together and go and hear the message. Sometimes missionary always speaks but doesn't hear the message, so that was an opportunity. I really enjoyed good company with him, and I'm so thankful for Pastor Byford and his ministry over here. You are in our prayers. Sometimes all the missionaries ask to pray for us. That's good. You are praying and practically supporting. But in turn, we also pray for all the people, those who support our ministry and the churches. And so that you may go spiritually healthy, spiritual health and strength to strength, and the church may be added, because it's a time in which that a lot of difficulty going on, even with the fundamental churches. So to stay with, that's an important thing. Then at the same time, the COVID, that was a real problem. I was telling to other one, and as I study and look around, his church being affected more than any other religious institution in this world because of this COVID. Our fellowship and churches are built by sharing the gospel, which is taking the great commission of Christ and reaching to others, that way that they may know the Lord Jesus, and getting to other to worship and fellowship. Fellowship help people to grow in the Lord Jesus Christ. This been affected more than any other religion under heaven. So I strongly believe that is the arch enemy of our soul is behind this also.
Amen.
So we have to pray and trust the Lord. At the same time, we should not be careless people, because we need to just be careful, but you and I must know that God is the one protecting us. Someday people are too careful, ignoring God's protections. God is the one protecting us. At the same time, we should not be careless. So I appreciate the thoughtful prayers that affected us. We could not have our last year graduation. That means last March. A couple of my friends were here, and there are a good number of people from this land. Many pastors and friends were planning to come because my son was getting married, Timothy. My goal was not only to attend the wedding, they also attend the conference, get to know Timothy, because Timothy, after his education, he is stepping into ministry. So one thing I was praying for him a long time, Lord, if it is your will, help him to come into ministry that he can take over and just take kind of leadership positions so that the ministry can continue. Sometimes there's a problem, sometimes parents push the children because father been working around 45 years, founded this ministry. It's not. I told him at least a dozen times, if you are not sure that you are not called for this ministry, don't ever step into that.
Amen.
No problem with me, because if it is God's ministry, God will always have someone there. We are not going to be here in this world forever. If he tarry, he's going to raise up some people. Of course, we have several youngsters, young people, middle-aged people now looking after different parts of India, our ministry, and Nepal, Myanmar, Bhutan, and a part of Bangladesh and the border of Pakistan. Our ministry began to spread. I'll be showing that pictures today evening. Surely we'll have this kind of history of our ministry. So you'll be able to just see that from very little, how God graciously expanded his ministry for his glory, and people being saved. The mask was a difficult, because sometimes if I close my mask, you may not be able to know what I'm speaking. I had a good friend in Florida, because I'm not driving, he drives for him, because I don't have a vehicle, so he drives for me. He's a neighbor, my friend. We've been friends from 40 years. He's from New Hampshire, but he moved there. He cannot hear properly, so he looked at my lip reading, you know. My accent is different. That's what he says, but no. My accent is the right accent. His accent is different, because you'll be surprised when you get into heaven, you're going to speak my way anyway. So when he drives, he used to look. I said, don't look. I talked everything, then only ask him to drive anyway. So with the mask, it's too difficult for him anyway. But thank God that he's a great friend, wonderful man. And he had COVID, but he came out from that. We praise God for that. So talking about my wife, and you know, around 3 years back, she'd been diagnosed with COVID. So immediately there was no struggle to diagnosing the disease, and start the medication for 2 times in a day, because that will help not to progress. I'm just, but thing is that unfortunately it progressed within the last 2 years plus. Now she has to take 5 times a daytime medication. Every 2.5 hours she's stuck. So that's the reason she doesn't want to go many other places without me and or my children. At 2.5 hours she's stuck. Then you take her the medication, 45 minutes, she has to wait for reacting that. So she has to take a little bit early. So pray for her. She's disheartened, but she still trust in the Lord. Mm-hmm. She knew that God allowed this thing, she has to go through, and our children, and it's wonderful, and no problem. And many believers are very much helping her, and thank God for that. And the only thing is that she cannot do much of what she was doing before, but once she's activated, she's involved in anything, and we praise God for that. And she was with me up to the end of December. She went back home, and she's having some treatment, appreciated thoughtful prayers. Then other two prayer requests I said, and that one was our girls' home. We were losing that building which we were having. This is abused girls' home. We have 20 girls there, and so we are planning to buy one. It costs a lot of money, nearly around $235,000. We just looked one, my daughter and son, they flew to that place to make an agreement. The one we saw, somebody offered $50,000 more, so he sold that. So we found another one. We made an agreement now. We needed $235,000, but anyway, we already received a little over $200,000 for that. So only just we need nearly around 28 to 30, and we'll be closing down, including a kind of repair. We are going to just make that all 4 bedrooms in 2 bedrooms so that we can accommodate more girls. We can even take 10 more girls. That was our problem. That was our struggle we are doing. But thank God, His provision. Amazingly, that fund came in time. Even this midst of this COVID and problem. And we also have our second college, and that is still not reopened after the COVID. We renting building for the college, but we have some land, we already bought it, but there are little more land we have to buy because of the building permit and all things. That also we put down some price. We need approximately $34,000. But one church promised they will just give $10,000 if I can come up with $24,000. So that's also one thing to close when I go back so home, which I will be in the middle of April. So I trust you are praying for these things, and I'll be share some more during the morning service than evening. So it's a ministry began to grow the different areas. We praise God for that. So I'd like to just share a few things from the passage from 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. Back in home, we don't keep a clock, so I cannot see. Long distance, I cannot see what's the time anyway. So we keep calendar. We turn over the calendar and preach and have service. But I won't do that over here, because you will be going in time anyway. So 2 Kings chapter 5. My title of my message is, no one is too small or insignificant to be a witness for Christ. Sometimes people think, oh, they are not adequate. But once you know the Lord Jesus, once you know God as your own personal God, because of His goodness and grace and mercy He bestowed upon you, He just brought new life in you. He brought the forgiveness and He brought that salvation in your life. And you know that you are a child of God without a shadow of doubt. The Holy Spirit which is indwelling in us and help you to be a witness for Jesus Christ. You don't have to go to Bible college and seminary for that. And you don't have to just be an intellectual, educated one. So this story explained for that. And you can see chapter 5. We'll read as we read and we'll explain. Now, Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master and honorable because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper. Talking about Naaman, who he is, he's a captain, and he won a few victory during the war, and he's also very honorable in the sight of his master, his king, and he got victory, but the Bible here says the Lord has given victory. He may not know that things. He's an unbeliever. He did not know God. Sometimes God works in people in various ways in which that He wants us to get His attention and turn to Him. But unfortunately, we are involved in our things. We only look into success, but never look who has given the success. Even the world is that way. So the Bible here says the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. So he got victory, but the Lord is the one behind hand. What a wonderful thing. That's what I often say, that when I was serving in an army, God blessed me with a contagious disease. I never thought that, but now I can say God blessed me because I have the disease. I have the opportunity to hear the gospel. Through that I came to know Christ. Sometimes things work differently, but God can bring great blessing out of your miserables and problems and struggles. That's our God. Then the word here also says in the last, he was also a mighty man in valor, made a powerful warrior. But that also, then he says the reality, he was a leper. That is a kind of picture of a human. People can be success, rich, educated, anything you can do in this world, as the Bible says, for what shall profit a man, he shall gain the whole world. You can even just gain the whole world, but you are a lost sinner. You are a leper. Then the verse 2, the word of God says, and the Syrians had gone out of my companies, and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. That's verse 2. I'd like to just put some sanctified thinking on that. As Naaman has gone for war, as he was coming back, victoriously he was coming back, he came through the land of, here it says that Israel. As he was coming through Israel, maybe, Samaria, and maybe this little girl was standing with her father and mother, maybe, just looking unto the Syrians going with victoriously, Naaman's eye fell upon this little girl. So he just went and snatched this girl. They cannot fight back because they are victoriously going back. The Naaman might have snatched this girl from the parents and took to his home. No resistance, nobody could resist because they are enemies victoriously going, and maybe the girl's heart was going after her parents and her own land, and but she has to be subject to this man. So she was carried to the enemy's land. When she reached there, she was not kept like a princess, but she was kept like a maid. She became one of the slaves to Naaman. Naturally, if you put your feet on her shoes, what you and I will feel? You will hate him, you know. He took my joy away from, my security, my shelter from my parents. I was princess in my home. Now, he brought me to this enemy's land. Look at that, made me to be maid, and I am waiting for his wife. A natural man, I will have a bitterness, and angry, upset, and hate this man. Maybe she will slowly, will maybe whisper to her ears for her satisfaction, will say, no wonder he's a leper. You know? But she was a different girl. I strongly believe because she knows the Lord. That's the matter, change your life. Instead of bitterness, she became a blessing to that Naaman. Instead of hating him, she became a help to Naaman. Instead of angry, she was very much anguished because this man is suffering. Maybe as she was waiting for his wife, Naaman's wife might have shared with her because her curiosity, maybe her attitude, and say that I have everything, but even many slaves and rich and honorable, because my husband is honored by the king, and everything I have, but my husband is a leper. So her heart, this little girl's heart, goes after him. You may look around, maybe our, where we are living, maybe places. Sometimes people may not supportive us of you. People may hate you. People may ridicule you. They may not like you. And maybe they might have brought some grievances to your life, struggles and problems. Yet, as a Christian who knows God, we cannot hate them.
Amen.
We should be helpful, kind, showing mercy, thinking about what Jesus has done to us. Ephesians chapter 2 explained, we were alienated from God. We were the enemies of God. We were separated from Him. We did not have any kind of access to the commonwealth of God's people called Israel. And that chapter again says you were without God. We were the enemies of God, Romans chapter 5. Ephesians 2, chapter 2, verse 1 and 2 says we are dead in trespass and sins. Colossians says you are alienated. There is a war between God and you as a sinner. But thank God, my Jesus, had mercy upon us and compassion upon us. Not only what He accomplished on the cross of Calvary for your and my salvation, He also constantly thought about our salvation, sent somebody to our way that got opportunity to hear the gospel of Christ, that we might know Him as our personal Savior. And Lord, what a tremendous, that Savior living in us. Even as He said, sometimes people are not lovable, but we have to love them. Yes, Christ lives in us. And this young girl had compassion. She wanted to help him instead of be hating. And the thing is, the amazing thing is that she was waiting on Naaman's wife. Then you can see verse 3, opened the, her conclusion of the conversation or understanding. She wanted help Naaman, maybe talking to his wife, saying, and she said unto her mistress, that also shows that she knew her position, where she is. She's telling to her mistress, though the mistress might have opened her heart to him, maybe agony and pain and what her husband is going through and what she's going through. So she had a kind of ears to listen somebody's problems. Though she was waiting, helping her, doing all the work of a slave, but she had a compassion for this woman. The word of God says, and she said unto her mistress, would God, my Lord, were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he would recover him of his leprosy. She is giving a word of solution for her problem. Definitely she is telling because she might have been helped by him. Definitely she is telling because she is even the land of enemies because her foreparents reject the word of God. Our God been so careful, taking care of her, given everything, but we were not faithful in following him. You maybe brought me over here, you are my enemy, but the thing is, it's because of our mistake we are having all these troubles. So, there's a prophet in Samaria. Surely, of course, God can help there. Other things I noticed, verse 2, the word of God says, if a captive out of the land of Israel, a little maid, that phrase, a little maid. We do not know her name. How often we try to work for our names, isn't it? Our old flesh want our name to be there, you know. It's wonderful sometimes you go through a scripture, change the pages and just turn over the pages. There are times in which God used some unnamed people,
right,
mightily for his glory. It is not our name, it is his name. If I often tell to our boys, because we have around 4,800 people serving, many of them graduate from college, many of them are just come 50 years plus, some of them older than me, but I often tell that, you don't have to be so much proud of yourself because God is using you. You should be humble because God had a mercy and privilege. You had a privilege to be used by him.
Amen.
God could use a donkey instead of me. That's what I tell. But thank God he's using me. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. There is nothing big in that. She was a little maid. By her, maybe her stature, maybe the family background, maybe her age. And she was very small, very little, little maid, little girl. And not her name is mentioned there. We don't need all those things to be a witness for the Lord Jesus Christ. And she was brought and she was faithfully living. The other things I would like to show you, verse 4. And the one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. So his mistress surely told to Naaman. Naaman got happy. And Naaman was willing to take that word to his king. When he went to the king, he was very sincere and open to the king, telling him that where I heard this news. The word of God says that the maid, that is the land of Israel. Here is my point. He was not hesitated to tell the king where did he got his news. This news came from a little maid who is waiting for my wife. Usually people say, oh, that's a slave. What that important? Here's my point. There are so many slaves, maybe the Naaman had. But he might have noticed, this girl is different than other slaves. Her word, her action, her attitude, her dealing with people was such a different. So the mistress and Naaman and the people in that home just they made them to believe what she said. Here's my point. Her word was supported by her character. That's the reason Naaman did not have any hesitant to tell the king, this news has been given by a maid which I brought from Israel. Our word need to be supported by our attitude and character. If she was behaving like other slaves, a kind of rebellious attitude, dissatisfaction, or maybe in her body languages and all other kind of things was just questionable, surely Naaman will not take this word to the king. It is sometimes, you know, see that sometimes we can have the car stickers Jesus saves and talk about something and overtake you, sometimes cross you, sometimes they do all kind of mischief, they're driving, a bad testimony, isn't it? Sometimes we claim to be a Christian by our action and word, can say that, is that questionable? Are you really Christian? How often our word been dishonored by our character and attitude? So people may not be able to just willing to hear it. God not only saved you and me, God not only just brought you from the miry clay of sin, God not only just removed the contamination from your life and my life, God not only just placed you the family of Him, He also worked a great work in your life, having, we say, that's a new creation in you. That's the reason we mean a new creature. That does not mean that we will be overnight perfected. But the Word of God and the Spirit of God and the fellowship will help you in such a way the good work which God started in you will continue and He will make you perfect the day to come. It's a continual growth. It changed our life. Christianity is the only religion under heaven can do for a marred sinner in this world. No other religion can do it. Amen. All other religion, they try to work external to internal, but Christianity work internal to external.
Amen.
That's the reason we say that you became a new creation. No matter how much worse the mastermind of the devil can harm in your life, or sin can encroach and mar your life, but the Word of God and the Spirit of God can just renew you to become a new creature.
Amen.
That's only in Jesus. That's the reason how important we need to give the gospel to others.
Amen.
Gospel not only we give salvation, it brings hope for living.
Amen.
And it can bring victory to your life. Day by day as you start living, you will be able to say, Jesus Christ will help you and me to conquer where we failed in the past. He can bring a new nature. It's not only just happened to Paul. Paul was a murderer, zealous for his religion. But he became a compassionate preacher for other people. God changed his life, and God can change you and me. That's what gospel does it. God can bring change to individual families, communities. Thank God, the only hope for this country or the whole world is not a new president, but a new birth in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Christ need to come. So how important that we need to give the gospel.
That's right.
That what blocking today even some so-called Christians through the convictions of something else or deviation from the truth and just bringing some kind of other kind of doctrine issue somehow to block spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. It is the primary responsibility of every Christian to take the gospel and give to others. Don't sit back to your home and argue with this and that. Take the gospel. You look into the great commission the Lord has given, whether it is Matthew or Mark, or in the last part of Luke, and even first chapter of Acts, you can see that God's commandment, go and share the gospel. It's not giving an occasion for you to sit back and relax and be lazy, not giving gospel to others. God expects you to give the gospel. God can send angels, millions of angels, in a minute of time, the whole world will be evangel, but the angel do not know how the angel be redeemed for their sin. Only you and I know that. That's the reason Jesus Christ became a man and came to this world, died in behalf of you and me, that you and I can give gospel. The transformed life of a Christian became an instrument to transform others' life with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that what here, there's no question for Naaman. There's no hesitance for him to tell the king, this is a small little maid I brought from Israel. She's the one gave this news. Now I'm going to listen to that. I'm going to go. So the king allowed him to go. Verse 5 explained that how he was needed a deliverance from the leprosy. How do we know that the amount of the gift he took for the prophet explained that, how deeply he wanted to get rid of leprosy from him. He took all lot of gifts. Listening to this little girl, went to the king of Samaria. He thought the king is going, because he's dignitary, he has to go and meet with him anyway. But the king thought he's going to do it, but he is explaining his helplessness. And verse 7 says, and it came to pass when the king of Israel had read the letter, and he rent his clothes. Because he's a human, he's a ruler. He cannot just make somebody clean from his leprosy. He thought this other king is making an opportunity to fight with him. He's helpless, but thank God. And now, Elisha heard about, verse 8. And it was so when Elisha, the man of God, had heard that king of Israel had rent his cloth, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent thy cloth? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Prophet actually meaning that speaking forth. Prophet in himself doesn't have any kind of power but in God.
Amen.
In God. So that he'll know there's a prophet in Israel. There's someone speaking forth God here. So came over there. So this is something you and I can learn here as we go. This girl's testimony moved him to go, even to just reach the prophet. Verse 9. So the Naaman came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. So what happened here? Came with this all, lot of people with all the goods and things, came and stood before the small house of prophet Elisha. And the word of God says, verse 10, and Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times. Elisha did not come, not because he was proud, but he wanted to teach something for Naaman. It's a very wonderful thing, you can see that. So Elisha sent this messenger, his servant, tell him that go and dip yourself 7 times in Jordan, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt know, thou shalt be clean. So the messenger came and told this truth to Naaman. But Naaman, instead of taking that word, going there, but he was wroth. Verse 11. But Naaman was wroth and went away. He just was angry, upset, wroth. He went away and he began to talk to his people what he was talking, and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call up on the name of the Lord, his God, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. Naaman had an idea how Elisha is going to heal him. The healing ministry did not start recently, but started long back. That was his conception. Now, I'm going there now. The prophet is going to come and they call upon the name of God and just touch his body and just heal him. There will be great healing service, and that's what he was expecting. Because Naaman, not only he was a proud man, he thought, he will come to me and do it. He had his own idea. His own idea of his own salvation. Even people, sometimes they are needy people, but still they have their own idea what Christ is going to do it. How they are going to get saved. Even the people, the young man who was very religious, observing, came to the Lord Jesus Christ. He said, what shall I do to get saved? You know, what must I do? I'm doing all the laws and everything. Jesus acknowledged that. And Jesus said, something lack of you. That was asked to Paul, the Philippian jailer, what shall I to do? Everybody wanted to do something in order to get salvation. Even Naaman also thought, this is the way Elisha is going to come and just touch me and heal me, I'll be all right. Instead of that, he sent a messenger. He was upset, drawn. Then the word of God says, and he was reasoning, verse 12, and not Abana and Parpet, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel. Yeah, he knows that the muddy water of Jordan is there, but our water is much better than water, so we could clean there. Why should I go to this muddy water, according to this word? That is what people cannot understand. When we talk to people, around 2,000 years back, a young rabbi called the Messiah, who came to this world, died on the cross of Calvary, and he been crucified and died. He risen from the dead. And how that is going to save you? How he is going to save you now? 2,000 years back happened. Happened in the Middle East. So often people ask the question, how can it happen? It's not possible. They question, reject. That was the attitude of Naaman over here. See, the word of God says, reasoning, our waters are much better than their water. That was my question when I was in the hospital 18 months. Hearing the gospel, I always tell the doctor, my religion is better than your religion. But unfortunately, the doctor was not talking about religion. He was talking about the person, relationship with Christ. Yeah, religious mind cannot apprehend that truth very soon. It takes time. So, the word of God says, verse 13, and his servants came near. Naaman's servants came near. And spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had been there to bid thee do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? The servant comes. This is something which I like to point out. The maid was a servant. Elisha's message was a servant. Even God is using his own servant. Maybe bringing down his pride and proud to the place where he'll be able to receive. Three servants became the carrier of the good news. Elisha's servant and this servant now. If he would have said some great thing, will you not do it? So how much more you go and dip yourself? Now, Naaman began to think a little bit. So, verse 14, then went he down and dipped himself seven times in Jordan. I often tell, missionary work is a joint venture of God's people working together. God saved someone called to the ministry. Someone God put the desire to help this individual. So many people pray for him or her. Somebody's holding the rope. So this missionary goes and share the gospel, and somebody come to know Christ. A bunch of people work together, and God bring someone to Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Here these three servants, as I am standing before you, it's like a living evidence of what a missionary could do it. A missionary doctor came to India. Some churches, one of the pastors told this missionary when he was going to India, he came to our church supported $25 a month for all through his period. We never knew what is happening. This pastor came to visit me later in life. He said, "Now look at that, Dr. Kanoyer. We supported, when I was a young man, he came and the church took a supporter. Now look at that. How much more the effect of that ministry is going on." So we are all have to join together as a church, as a family, as an individual, as a born again people, as a God's child, taking this gospel, placing ourselves into that ministry, and God using us, some soul come to know Christ.
Amen.
And this man went 7 times, not 5 times, 7 times. That shows that his faith in this word, at perfection, and they talk about number and things. He did. Muddy Jordan's water did not have a healing power, but the word which the prophet spoke, by faith he took it. And faith, you can see that, he been clean. By faith, 1972 June, I received the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Savior and Lord.
Amen.
That brought a change to my life. That made a testimony of each and every one of you today. Maybe someone may be sharing gospel to you, may be praying for you. Their desire is also that you may come to know him. You may enjoy him in your life. You may be changed. Thank you. 5 more minutes, brother. I'll give it to you.